بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So under this we explained that shukr is such a thing that a person should be making shukr firstly with the first condition that this shukr that he is making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he thinks about all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he reminds himself of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking himself not to be worthy of any favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but despite not being worthy, Allah ta'ala is still blessing him with favors. So the first condition is a person thinks of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is a person renews his love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is he's renewing his love that Allah ta'ala is so kind to me, I'm not worthy and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing me. So he renews his love, his muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third condition is that a person goes out of his way to use the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his eyes Allah ta'ala has given me is a great ni'mat. Those people that are blind, what difficulty they go through, they're unable to see, they're unable to work their way out, they're unable to move without assistance. Allah has given me eyes, I'm able to go to the toilet so easily, I'm able to go to the bath so easily, I'm able to come to the masjid so easily, I'm able to drive so easily. What a great ni'mat Allah ta'ala has given me. So the third is, I use the ni'mat in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that Allah ta'ala has given me hands, Allah has given me legs, Allah has given me his body. Allah has given me so much of ni'mat. Every single ni'mat I look to see how I can use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a very pious person. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this incident. His name was Sayyid Asghar Hussain Sahib, famously known as Mia Sahib. So the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that he was very sick once, very very ill, to such an extent that his fever was so high, he was going in and out of consciousness, unconscious, sometimes conscious, unconscious, like that, with a very very high fever. So when Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi went to visit him and asked him, kya hal hai, how are you feeling? So he said that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with a good body, Allah has blessed me with eyes, my eyes are working well, Allah has blessed me with ears, my ears are working well, Allah has blessed me with all these limbs, the limbs are working well. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long period of time, then he stopped and he said, bas, just one thing, I got a little bit of fever. That's the only thing. In other words, he first put all the favors of Allah Ta'ala and then he mentioned what his problem is. Ulama explained that when a person has this quality in himself, that he put all the favors of Allah Ta'ala first before his problem, that will help him to mitigate, that will help him to reduce that problem he's got. Because now he's looking at all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon him. And the other thing is, he won't be ungrateful. He'll always be grateful that despite this problem I've got, Allah has given me so many other ni'mats. Why should I focus my nigah? Why should I focus my attention on all the problems? Rather, I focus on all the benefits that Allah Ta'ala has given me. So in that way, it will allow a person to reduce, it will allow a person to trivialize that problem he got. In other words, he won't be complaining all the time. On the other hand, you'll get a person that will only look at the problem and he'll forget all the other favors that Allah Ta'ala has given him and he'll continue complaining. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut his finger in the battle. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just trivialized it. In other words, this is not a big thing. Ma anti illa isba'in damiti wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti. That you are nothing but a finger that is little bit blood on it. Nothing but a finger with little bit blood on it. Wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti. And to make it even more fortunate that this happened, it happened in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the big deal? In the path of Allah ta'ala, a little bit of blood, what's the deal? In other words, having a condition of shukr all the time, that we don't complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are looking at the favors of Allah ta'ala to such an extent, if even difficulty comes to us, we look at it as a favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do one short hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, kullu mri'in dhi balin la yubda'u fihi bilhamdulillah, fahuwa aqta'u. Hadithun hasanun rawahu Abu Dawud wa ghayruh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every important matter which is not commenced with alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala, is defective. So anything important that a person is doing, he doesn't start it with alhamdulillah, then that action of his is defective. So ulama explained in another hadith that it mentioned that every action a person should commence with bismillah. And here it is saying alhamdulillah. So the better thing to do is recite both bismillah and alhamdulillah whenever we are doing any work that's important. Whenever we are commencing any action that is good, any action that is beneficial, we commence it with bismillah and alhamdulillah. This is mustahab, because a person is doing a good action. So sometimes even if we are going in the car, we are about to drive, we obviously read the du'as, but one thing we say, bismillah, alhamdulillah. Therefore you'll find it that these are the du'as also, or these are the words also included in the du'a of travel. So like that, a person is going for a procedure, he's going for an operation, he's going for anything that's important. Person says, bismillah, alhamdulillah. He takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that is, one masla that comes out from here, or something very important, is this bismillah and alhamdulillah is mentioned when a person is doing some good action. If a person is doing some action that is makruh, and then at that time he says bismillah, alhamdulillah. For example, a person wants to smoke one cigarette, and now he's saying bismillah, alhamdulillah, and he's pushing the cigarette, or he's pushing some drug, or he's watching television, or he's doing something wrong, and at that time he's saying bismillah. Now that becomes makruh for him to say it at that time. And if a person is doing something that is completely haram, he's about to engage in some type of zina, or watch something wrong, or person is going to a wrong place, and then he says bismillah, alhamdulillah, on that instance it's haram for him to say bismillah, alhamdulillah, because actually making a mockery of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is very important. Person wants to drink wine, and now he's about to drink the wine, and he says bismillah, alhamdulillah. Ulama have written very serious consequences for taking the name of Allah and doing haram. It's actually making a mockery of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore recently you find that they had a World Cup, I think it was in Qatar, and at the opening ceremony Quran Sharif was being recited. Thereafter music and all sorts of haram was taking place, but in the opening ceremony part of it was Quran Sharif. So therefore we have to be very careful. We can't mix the two. Where the name of Allah Ta'ala is being taken, it must be taken for a correct purpose and a correct reason. It can't be in a gathering of haram and part of a display and part of a opening ceremony. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal and bringing the simple action in our life. Let us make niyat, inshallah, now that we heard. Anything important we're doing, we'll take the name of Allah Ta'ala, we'll say bismillah, alhamdulillah, and we'll do that. Such a simple thing to do, but yet the rewards are so great. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.